modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, so enjoy those, and you can create the content as well. Submit different things to the website, and then those things can be voted upon, and you can vote up or down on whatever you see on the site, whether you like or dislike the entry, as is provided by listeners just like you. So you can submit things to the site, vote upon them, and then the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. Go see what I mean by going to freetalklive.com, and also don't forget to click the upcoming stories section to be able to vote on brand new items that are just coming onto the site. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here tonight in the studio, it's Ian
and Mark,
and we're going to go right into your phone calls. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about the draft. You're certainly welcome to comment on that or bring up whatever might be on your mind. Let's go to Stephen, listening to XM Satellite Radio to Extreme Talk. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, hi. I just have one thing. I was in the military for 31 years, and I hear all this talk about the draft and defending freedom and all that. And I can, from my perspective, as I'm ex-Navy, I never defended anybody's freedom, American or anybody else's. I was, to put it, I guess, bluntly, I was a hired thug for the U.S. government.
Wow.
And we really don't defend. That's just... it's just propaganda put out by the government, you know, and it's, I hear all sorts of little goofy propaganda quips of, you know, just a few words long, like we're the best and the brightest, and all of that just makes me ill because of all the, think of all the millions of people that have died because the American military is all over the world defending freedom. And there's nobody attacking us. I mean, our government is like every other government. It's run by degenerate psychopaths that are power mad, and I have no clue what goes on inside their mind, but it's nothing good. You know.
Wow.
And that's, yeah. I'm sorry. I hate to sound like an extremist, but
no, you sound completely reasonable to me. I mean, that's, well, I don't have anything to say to it. I think you're right on.
But
one of the things is that since we on this show have to, you know, we haven't been in the military, we have to kind of mince words to some extent.
Well, we on this show tonight, but we do have co-hosts sometimes during the week who have been. And so we're not unfamiliar with the nonsense that is attached to the military and, you know, the stuff that really goes on in there, the bureaucracy, the waste, the murder, the killing of innocent people around the world.
Apparently, one in three women who is in the military gets raped too, as I
understand. Yeah, there's also that too.
Well, you've got all those young men.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of young men. I mean, we basically send kids to fight our war.
Sure.
And that's who it is. And
my
know,
back's
I've,
bad.
I've done a lot of, I did a lot of reading of history since I've retired, and I'm horrified. You know, I've heard people talk about, well, if we hadn't gotten involved in World War II, you know, Germany would have conquered the world. The Germans were so worn out before we got into World War II. Churchill and Germany were, and Hitler, they were talking about an armistice or a peace deal. They
don't
were
forget,
all worn out.
It's important to point out that Hitler probably never would have had a chance to rise to power had the U.S. not gotten involved in World War I in the first place.
Right, and Hitler never wanted, if you read Mein Kampf, and most people certainly haven't, as I understand it's a terribly written book anyway, but it, you know, it says it says that he wanted Germany. I mean, that's what he was clear on. He wanted to move east, not west. Excuse me, he wanted Russia. He wanted to move east, not west, and this is the thing that most Americans don't understand, is the conflict between Germany and Russia in World War II was the largest conflict the world had ever seen, except for World War II. So contained inside this large conflict of World War II was the largest conflict ever seen. This was where the killing went on, was in the Soviet Union and Russia, Hitler was moving that direction. So Hitler was spent on that side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's this, you know, I mean, I have some in-laws that are that married into the family, and they're immigrants from Russia. And they, you know, we sit around in the evenings with us, and I've talked to them, and they said the one thing that surprised them about America is, they said, you people actually believe what your government says. And they said, in Russia, we know those people are worthless. And
you know, isn't it amazing, Steve? Stephen, isn't it amazing that people keep falling for the same old tricks and again?
Yeah, they will tell you that politicians are liars, but they believe what the government says, as if it's not full of politicians.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephen, great call, man. Any other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, no, that's about it. I just want you to know that I listen to you every second you're on the air.
Great, great to hear from you, and thanks for clearing up the misconceptions that so many people have about the military and the shenanigans that go on, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's the number. We'll go to Joey, listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Joey.
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling actually in regard, I mean, I can comment on the draft thing in the military, but I'm calling because you told me to call the show about a post on Free Team Live about the anti-recruiting tables.
Did I? I don't, oh, right, okay, right. So what was it that you wanted to say?
Oh, I just wanted to just discuss, you know, the recruiters. It seemed to me like you were going after the recruiters.
Yeah, let me give our listeners a recap of what we're talking about here. So I've been working recently in Keene, New Hampshire, to get what are called counter-recruiting tables, military veterans who would be staffing a outreach table essentially at the local high school, because the military recruiters are allowed to be at that high school multiple times per year to give propaganda to the students and attempt to convince them to join the military.
Now, this is ruled as this is mandatory in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Is that right? They've ruled it's mandatory that schools, if they allow recruiters in, that must allow counter-recruiters.
I'm not sure which Court of Appeals it was.
New York.
I don't think that's true. I think that it was the New York Civil Liberties Union that reported on those cases, but there are some appeals court cases that do make it pretty clear that if one viewpoint is to be allowed to be represented at a government school, then another viewpoint must also be allowed. The counter viewpoint, for instance, must also be allowed to be represented. So I was making my stand on those points, and the school board shot it down. They said they don't want to have counter recruiters in the schools. And so you had posted a comment about that, Joey, asking several questions, and I actually wrote back saying I didn't have time to write a response to all your questions. And besides, if you call the show, more people are going to hear you than are going to read your comments anyway. So this is actually a better way for you to get your thoughts out. So with that preface, go ahead with what you wanted to say.
Well, I'm currently active duty. I've been in the Army for 11 years. And I've actually did a recruiting stint for a while. And I think that there's a lot of confusion as to what recruiters do. I mean, it was my main job wasn't to convince people to join. It was to find who's qualified and who's not. You know, they make up their own mind. They choose to join whether or not, or, you know, they get to choose whether or not they want to join. And
really? Because this isn't... Oh, I don't want to interrupt or anything, but this is not my understanding of the role of a recruiter. It's my understanding that you have a quota that you have to meet on, I think it's a quarterly basis, of a certain number in that period, and that, you know, if you don't meet that number, it's not going to go well for you particularly. I mean, you can't keep the cushy civilian recruiting job, essentially, if you don't have such a thing. And there's been several news pieces about wide-scale recruiters telling just flat-out lies to recruits, and one would wonder, if there's no real incentive for them to tell lies, why would they do it?
Yeah, I've actually dealt with that, and when our training, and they talk to us about, you know, what we're to say, we actually do get punished for lying to people.
Really? Because I've seen news stories. If you want to hang on, Joey, we can bring you back here in a moment. You can continue. But I've seen news stories about how the military has issued a memo about the naughty behavior of these recruiters. And, of course, the behavior continues.
And they move them from, you know, one location to another.
Move one lying, caught lying recruiter from one location to another, yeah. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away. So once again, freetalklive.com, features including archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can download as many episodes of the show as you would like, and they cost you nothing except the time it takes to click and download. Go to freetalklive.com. And if you want, you can click over to our SoundCloud page to go all the way back to 2006 with archives and get easy buttons to help you share those archives on your Facebook page, perhaps, or Twitter profile, wherever you want. There are various different options. You just click on share on the episodes you want to share with your friends. And that's something that can really help us out here on Free Talk Live, is sharing at least one show per week. And so once again, you can go to the SoundCloud page by looking at freetalklive.com. On the left-hand side, it's under Listen and Share. You'll find the link there. Coming up, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, going to be next year, your chance to come up to New Hampshire and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people all at the same time to collaborate on activism and to get to know one another on a social basis. And it's just a blast being together with other like-minded folks. And once the Liberty Forum dates are announced, we'll certainly let you know. I know that's coming soon. But you can go to freestateproject.org in the meantime to learn more about the Free State Project and join the nearly 12,000 people who have signed on to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So if you love freedom and you're willing to do something about it and you're willing to stand up for the liberty of others, then you should go to freestateproject.org to learn more. As we go to Joey, he's listening in South Carolina. And Joey, you had called in here tonight to kind of do something that is very rare. Sometimes I'll post to someone online who has posted, say, over the Free Keen blog at freekeen.com on the comment section. I'll suggest, hey, if you really want to discuss this issue, whatever the issue might be, you can call Free Talk Live. And I gave the number, and unlike most people, you actually did call. So kudos to you for that. We've been talking about military recruiting, and you said that you did some military recruiting. You are not currently a military recruiter?
No, not anymore. And that's something else I wanted to bring out. You know, this is recruiting for the military isn't a specific job. It's an assignment. For the Army, I know.
What's the difference there?
As other branches. I can't speak on behalf of all the other branches. But, yeah, it's usually like a 2 or 3 year assignment for us.
I see. So you got rotated out, basically. So it doesn't matter how good of a recruiter you are. You can't actually stay there.
You can stay. You can choose to stay if you want to, and then they have to accept you to stay as well. So
you initially are assigned to it, and then after your stint is up, you have the option to stay on board or be assigned elsewhere?
Well, you can request to stay on board as a recruiter, or you can go back to your previous job you were doing for the Army.
And so you decided to go back to your other job?
Right, that's correct.
Why? What was wrong with the recruiting gig?
It's just something I didn't want to do the rest of my career with the Army. I wanted to stay with the Army. It's a good way to support my family, the benefits and pay and all that. I'm a watercraft operator. I'm a non-combat job. So,
were you aware while you were a recruiter about some of the shenanigans going on with the other recruiting offices, like, you know, with them lying
to potential
recruits and also basically falsifying things like drug tests and stuff like that?
Oh, yes. I'm aware. They show us videos of these things. It's kind of like what not to do, because it actually sheds poor light on where you recruit at. One of the things they teach us is if you're upfront and honest with the people, and they come back, they're going to tell their friends, yes, go see this person. They'll tell you like it is, how it's going to be, and they actually will help you get more people in.
So how do you feel about the counter-recruiting idea with bringing military veterans into government schools and having them tell their experiences to young people rather than just having it be so one-sided?
I think that based off the post I saw, it just seemed kind of to me like you were targeting recruiters. I think it's good for people to go and ask prior military personnel about their experience.
Well, no, it's not targeting recruiters. The idea is to just get counter-recruiters into the school at least as often as the recruiters are. So the idea would be if the recruiter's in one day, then the counter-recruiters would be in the next day. So it would be an equal situation.
yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do, you know, I'm all for that.
It's what the veterans want to do. I support the idea. It's what the veterans want to do. They want to get in and talk to these young people to stop
right.
them, hopefully, from joining the military and losing their lives for the benefits of politicians and corporate industrialists.
Did you hear the guy who was on just before you that said he was a 30-year Navy veteran and said that he didn't defend anybody's freedom, but that he was just a paid thug for for Washington D.C.?
I did hear that. And
I mean, there's a lot of people that feel that way.
Yes, and what I want to say is, you know, I've been in 11 years, throughout my career so far, I could say I probably haven't, specifically because I'm not in combat job, I'm in transportation, I haven't, like, fought for anybody.
Well, yeah, you haven't directly fought, but you have assisted others in fighting.
Well, let him finish what he's saying.
Well, actually, I've assisted people. I've been to Alaska. I assisted with what was called an Alaska Roads Project. For the people up there building a road from one end of an island to another. I've assisted with helping the Haitian people, the Haitis after the earthquake, getting food and supplies into that area for those people, as well as several other people I worked with. So, I mean, as far as helping somebody's freedoms, no, but helping people out in a peaceful way, peaceful areas, you know, I have done that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you've had a positive experience, Joey. So you haven't actually been in a combat role?
No, he's not.
No. I non-combat job, and I'm very fortunate. You know,
but your non-combat job hasn't taken you near any combat zones?
No, I've been to Kuwait, which is technically not really a combat zone area in Kuwait. You know, pretty safe over there.
You're very fortunate, and that's great. And if you ever want to call again, you're certainly welcome to do so. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. And so for all these examples that certain people in the military might give of, we helped build a bridge, or we helped build a school, or we helped do something constructive. Mark, you've been to Haiti, and you've never been in the military, right?
It's true. For a radio station, we delivered a radio station that in a group that you and I both work for. We delivered school supplies. I flew down there with an organization called Agape Flights out of Sarasota, Florida.
Was it a military flight?
No. It was just they just had one of those American Eagles that were, you know, remember those planes that were falling off of runways back in the late 80s? We flew one of those down there.
My point being, though, you don't need to have the military around to help build a bridge. You don't need to have the military around to help.
They got
you.
A lot of cool equipment, and I imagine that makes it a lot easier. But what you're alluding to is that government necessarily is an inefficiency in the marketplace because it's allocating funds in a direction that wouldn't necessarily be allocated otherwise. The volunteerism that is always assigned to the military perhaps isn't properly assigned in the case of bridge building or whatever because, well, they're getting paid to do it. Obviously, he believes it's a good career move for him and his family. He'll probably retire at some point, retire at 40 and get a pension for 40 years. Maybe he'll go on to another job, so that could be very beneficial. As a volunteer firefighter, that's not really volunteerism.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring us anything. Live Saturday edition, Free Talk Live.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live Saturday edition. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Though the common topic this evening has been the draft and then things tangentially related to that, like military recruiting. 855-450-FREE. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. Live streams are available. You can get tuned into broadband, midband, and narrowband streams, the different size streams for different internet connection sizes. You can also learn about our over 100 great AM and FM stations across the country that air the show throughout the week at various different times, plus our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, where we can be heard all 7 nights per week. Also, the free-to-air KU band channel is available to you. The webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there. I've got one on the back of my car that says, Barack Obama's fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. You can get one of these pithy and amusing sayings right over there at libertystickers.com. Check them out. Let your voice be heard. They also do, they'll make custom stickers for you. You can, if you have a bank or a band or a church or a business that you want to get a sticker for, they'll make them for you. Also, they sell in bulk if you've got some kind of retail outlet. It's libertystickers.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls. We'll go to Bob, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, to WSCFM. Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about the recruiting for civilian force of people, and it got me thinking about in 2008, in Barack Obama's election campaign, he mentioned that he wanted to have a security force as large as the military, but it would be a civilian security force.
That's
as
right.
As large, and as powerful, and as well-funded.
But remember, that was an idea supported by both Barack Obama and John McCain. So when this comes about, it's going to be a bipartisan effort where they will cram
it
this
down. It benefits both parties.
Well, that's what kind of scares me, the fact that all of a sudden now you're going to have people who are already have been to high school and have been brainwashed, and now you're going to put them in classrooms and brainwash them on what you want them to do, and they'll think that they're just doing the best thing in the world.
That's it. You know, I mean, it's pretty easy to do. You start them out in kindergarten, having them say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and then by the time you get them to high school, you tell them that, look, you know, your country wants you to go fight and die in this desert for these politicians and this oil company, and, you know, this is what it's about. Go get them.
Well, you know, in this country, we have very few free thinkers, and that's what I like about what you guys are doing. It causes me to sit and think a lot about my ideas and what I think have thought in the past, and that we need more people to sit down and really think through what they're doing instead of blindly following the leader and thinking that the government's going to take care of them and everything's just going to be hunky-dory.
Yeah, that's critical thinking. You know, you got to sit down and you got to think about everything. And
I'm totally with you on that, Bob.
Appreciate you doing that.
Anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, I appreciate it very much. You guys have a good night.
Great call. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Glad. Always nice to hear the gears are turning out there. And, you know, sometimes it just comes from asking
questions.
That's
why I do this program. I'm not doing it for the giant talk show host paycheck.
No, we don't get that.
We don't get
it. It's
hard on Free Talk Live. I mean, it's easy to sit there and play Let Freedom Ring as a person who's never been in the military and say, our boys in the military are nothing but heroes, and those dumb Democrats out there. It's easy to follow a party line and just pick one party and stick with it.
Yeah.
Because half of the population thinks you're awesome when you do it.
Well, right.
It's
you don't have
simple.
To think. You talk about not thinking. If you pick a party line and stick with it, that's the definition of not thinking.
It
you're letting somebody else make decisions for you.
But
you become their tool.
It's easy to advertise on a program like that because, well, at least half the audience thinks it's awesome. So
I don't know if that's true.
Where at least, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, most of the audience probably aren't Republicans or Democrats, right? So I don't know if half the audience thinks that the opinions expressed on one of those Republican-Democrat shows are awesome.
I think
they're just maybe being entertained because that's what they're listening to on the radio. That's the only talk radio that there is.
I don't know. I have a difficult time listening to radio that I disagree with. It bothers me. I'm not going to do it for that long.
You look at the talk radio numbers project or whatever it's called. Talkers Magazine has been doing it for years, mm-hmm. where they look at demographic details of people that listen to talk radio, and they find out that the majority of the audience are neither Republicans or Democrats.
That doesn't mean that they don't lean one way or the other. I mean, you know, I'm an independent.
I don't know what it means, Mark. I'm not going to make any presumptions about that. I just know they're not Republicans and Democrats.
It's a true statement. You're
so
absolutely
if they,
right.
If they cared enough about what was being said, they would probably pick one of those sides, but they don't. Because most people are, I think, reasonable enough to be willing to ask questions and to be open-minded to new ideas.
But a lot of people that are independents really just vote for one of the two parties almost, you know, 90% of the time.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. We'll talk to Dan listening in Hotlanta to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind today?
Hey. Well, I just tuned in a few minutes ago to the radio program, and I just got to the end of the last segment. The gentleman was talking about I thought I heard him say that the military isn't really volunteerism because they get paid.
Oh, that was me, yeah.
Right. Now, these people are volunteering. They're joining the service of their own free will, and essentially, they're volunteering their lives, in essence, for this country.
So
now, I hold that in I would hold that in a higher regard, though, to some, you know, college kid or whatever who spends a few afternoons helping to build a house for somebody who may or may not deserve it.
I just like to use terms for what they mean.
20 years of their life.
I gotcha. I just like to use terms for what they mean. Now, there are plenty of jobs that are dangerous. You know, commercial fishermen comes to mind. Over the road truck drivers is a dangerous job.
Garbage man.
Garbage man's a dangerous job. Lineman's a dangerous job. Would you call those people volunteers?
And people are paid very handsomely for some of those jobs that are deemed very dangerous. Unlike the military, of course.
But most people who are going into the military tend to be quite young, and they're going in for things like discipline and things like college, help and that kind of thing. They're not going in necessarily because they're trying to help.
Hang on a second here, Mark. Dan didn't answer the question though about would those other jobs be considered volunteer?
No, they get paid too much. They don't get. That's what he's saying.
He didn't say yes or no.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Yeah. No, those jobs wouldn't be volunteerism
because they get paid too much.
Because they get paid handsomely for their effort.
Well, what about working at McDonald's?
People go to those jobs. People go to those jobs enticed for the money.
What about McDonald's?
They're enticed by the money.
What about McDonald's? Is that volunteering?
Okay, volunteer. McDonald's isn't a very dangerous job.
So that's not volunteering. But the guy we were speaking to that you got in the middle of this on was a guy who drove some kind of watercraft for the military in non-combat situations, and at one point was a recruiter. So he was never in a dangerous position. And he talked about some of the things he did, which was go to Haiti and help with the earthquake situation down there and build a road, actually, in Alaska. I don't know why the bridge kept coming up. And that's what I was comparing it to. Is it like it's essentially it's not volunteerism when you're getting paid to go and do something. Wait a second, Ian. He said he went into the military because it's a good career for him and his family. When you're talking about careers like fisherman or over the road truck driver and things like that, yeah, when you get in, you don't get paid as much, same as a private in the military. But as you get better and as your skill goes up in whatever job you're doing, like the military, it goes up and up. I mean, a young man can go into the military at 18 years old, retire at 38, and have a pension until he's 88. You're telling me that's
so
not good pay?
You don't think he deserves that pension?
I'm asking you if it's good pay and if it's volunteerism. Don't sidetrack the situation.
One, it's not good pay, okay, and it is volunteerism. Generally, anyone who joins the military...
This is blind. You're blindly looking at this. It's not volunteerism.
Okay,
hang on, Dan. We can bring you back here. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order. Call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We will take your calls about what you want. Also talking in general about the draft, the military. 855-450-FREE. The New York Times and General McChrystal have been calling for the draft. And so it wouldn't surprise me if you start to see more discussion about the draft as the campaign season heats up. And wouldn't surprise me at all if one of the questions in the upcoming presidential debates between Romney and Obama, unless Ron Paul actually happens to somehow pull off a victory at the upcoming Republican convention, but it wouldn't surprise me if Romney and Obama in a debate are asked a question about whether or not they support bringing back the draft, and then I bet you they both will support it, or some sort of version of it.
Yeah, people who've never been in the military love the idea of the draft.
We will continue here with you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Also want to invite you to go to shop.freetalklive.com. If you've got stuff that you need to buy, then get it through Amazon. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com, and they will probably have what you're looking for. Dozens of categories in which you can purchase products. You know, Amazon, it's a huge selection, and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their items. When you enter Amazon through our links, you'll find it shop.freetalklive.com, and there are links there for the UK, for the US, and for Canada Amazons. You enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. Let's go back to Dan listening in Atlanta. I just want to make sure we can clarify this, because it seems like we have different understandings of what volunteerism is. And Dan, from what I understood of your conversation, it was mostly you and Mark going back and forth in the last segment. From what I understood of the conversation, you're basically saying that when you're in the military, because it's dangerous and because you do good things sometimes for people, that that's volunteerism. Whereas someone joining another job, which is dangerous, like being a garbage man or a lineman, for instance, is not volunteerism because they're paid well, and also, even though they're dangerous, and McDonald's isn't dangerous, so that's not volunteerism. Did I misunderstand you?
Okay, you're way out there in left field. There's a lot of things, there's a lot more to the military than just it being dangerous.
I just want to know what makes it volunteerism in your mind. Can you define what that means? What is volunteerism?
That is what you called in about, right?
What is volunteerism to you?
Okay. What is volunteerism to me? Someone giving of themselves for a higher good.
Okay. So, and that was what the point I was trying to make was for people like commercial fishermen, over-the-road truck drivers, especially over-the-road truck drivers. I've got to say, every time one of them calls in, I generally say thank you for your service because I understand that every good or service that I have, the things that make it so that I'm not living in some dirty little hut, is provided to me by over-the-road truck drivers.
And they're giving of themselves, by the way. I mean,
right. They die younger than many people do. They, you know, the pay
it's a tough life
isn't
on the
that fabulous.
Tough life hitting the road like that.
You know, I think the military, because they got those cool, the uniforms, and then the politicians pin medals on their chest. I think that they get a lot of extra accolades, whereas people who are providing volunteer services in the marketplace, they don't.
Oh, so those are worth risking your life, spending years away from your family. That negates the whole service to your country.
What do you mean? Over the road truck drivers do all these things.
A little medal on your chest that makes up for missing your anniversaries and birthdays and.
Don't tell me. I mean, people. There's actually there was a law until it was recently overturned that made it illegal to pretend to be a decorated veteran or whatever and wear medals that didn't belong to you and that kind of thing. I assume people wear those medals because they're valued for some reason.
Well, all of that, the missed family reunions and graduations and all that, the stuff that people have sacrificed to be in the military is all gone for nothing because all you're doing is you're doing the bidding of politicians. So you missed your son's graduation or their marriage or whatever because you've been told what to do by politicians for years. I mean, there's no honor in that.
So that's pretty much all it is, just politics, huh?
Yeah, that's all it is. You're just doing their bidding.
Neither one of you has ever been in the military, have you?
Thank you for the call.
That's where it all comes down to. The guy calls in at the top of the hour from the 30-year Navy vet, says that he never protected anybody's freedom, and he says that
he
was a paid thug for the military.
That's his word.
And then we never served in the military. Yeah. I think the serve term is even interesting. you do a job in the same way this volunteerism idea is this the jingoism that's all wrapped up in it. You serve in the military, you do any other job.
Well, and he wants to live in this world, this kind of rose-colored glasses military perspective of, oh, it's not politics. We're just doing what's best for the country. Right. We're doing this wonderful job where we're out there putting our freedom on the line for other people's freedom, and it's just completely insulated from politics. This has nothing to do with what the people in Washington, D.C. want us to do. We're just doing a good job here.
It's not murder. It's collateral damage. When the politicians tell us, and the politicians down through the ranks, I mean, they obviously start with the military people at the top, and it works its way down, but when they tell you to for instance, fly a drone to kill Anwar al-Awlaki out in Yemen. This happened recently. They blew up, they drop a Hellfire missile on a cafe, killing, among other people, a 13-year-old American citizen. So, I'm sorry, I can't just... If something terrible happened to my family and I hired a paid hitman to go out and fix that problem in the way that I thought, go out and harm the person who did that bad thing to me, and in the process he kills three innocent people, I'd be charged with murder.
It was just politics, Mark. You shouldn't have been charged with murder. That was just politics.
Yeah, it's just politics. So
let's go to Sean.
Bodies.
Sean's listening in Medford to KMed in Oregon. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
It's on your mind.
So basically, I was primarily calling in to discuss my support for the anti-recruiters idea.
Excellent, the counter-recruiting, yeah.
Yeah. And then I also had a couple other things to say. First off, as somebody who listens to right-wing talk radio, I do listen to it not because I agree with pretty much any of it, but because I find it entertaining and, for the most part, slightly
somebody
crazy.
Must.
So that is my primary reason for listening to it. In fact, for the most part, I vehemently disagree with almost all of what they say. But anyways, back to the idea of counter-recruiting as a 17-year-old high school student, I fully support that idea. Recruiters get a lot of sort of freedom to come into public schools and mm-hmm. talk about their whole thing, and they bring rock climbing, walls for people to go play on and all like that, and they, talk about how rosy of an idea it is to join the military and, your freedom and helping your country and all that sort of BS. A lot of people get suckered into it, and a lot of people get suckered into it for the college benefits and And I've talked to, you know, I know a decent amount of people who were
before
in the
service. Before you go on, I just want to make sure that, but before you go too far, this is another one of those words that gets used, is country. The politicians are the politicians, the government is the government, and the country is the country. I'm not sure that you're doing anything for your country by doing what the politicians who run the government say.
Yeah, you're certainly not helping me out by, you know, going over and killing other people around the world, that's for sure. And it sounds like you've seen through all of the propaganda, Sean. What helps you do that?
Just my family and the fact that I've always liked to read and pay attention to things. And, I mean, primarily reading and sort of paying attention and keeping track with the news, and it all becomes pretty apparent eventually that a lot of it's BS. And really, I mean, you know, you aren't fighting for your country. You're fighting for corporate interests and money and, you know, semi-imperialism put forward by, you know, politicians. And
yep, that's what our caller earlier said, and that's what...
By corporate interests.
Yep, absolutely right. That's what our caller earlier said. And Mark, he didn't notice it when you asked him this, but you asked him if he was the guy from, I'm spacing on his name, the dude that wrote the book War is a Racket, Stan...
Oh, yeah, that's Smedley Butler.
Smedley Butler, yeah. So, I mean, it's been said for years, decades, that's all it really is, just...
Smedley Butler, yeah. Basically three-time Medal of Honor winner. The history gets a little funky there, but, you know, I can explain it if somebody wants to call in and talk about it, but he was a major general with the Marines. That's what he said. He said that he was not a military hero. He was nothing but a paid thug for Uncle Sam.
Sean, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Well, I did want to say that if they ever do decide to bring back the draft, I'm either going to the woods and living that way, or I'm moving out of this country. There's no way they'll get me to fight and lay down my line for pointless BS.
Sean, thanks. Would you join to join their little national service program where they wouldn't send you to war, but they'd have you do some make work program?
No.
Right on. I appreciate hearing from you. I wouldn't either. 855-450-FREE, because I don't
want to
be a slave.
Remember, this country was created by men and women, I'm sure, brave enough to stand up and say, no thanks. No thanks to your tax on tea. No thanks to your intolerable acts. No thanks, no thanks, no thanks,
well,
King. No thanks.
I don't blame
those
any.
Were the patriots. Now, people can call in and besmirch our beliefs on these things if they want, but that's
I don't think
the
there's anything wrong with Sean deciding to make a run for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I agree with you that standing up and refusing publicly is much more powerful. 855-453, but you got to do what's right for you, and
yep.
I understand that. 855-450-3733. Hour 3 next, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Bring what you want.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com. Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.